The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of the radio show. Talking baseball on the podcast here in hour two. Jacob DeGrom is de-gone. He needs Tommy John surgery. Did DeGrom do the Rangers dirty? He just signed a 5-year contract for $185 million. Thumbs up or thumbs down to Jacob DeGrom having a Hall of Fame resume based on his current body of work right now, if he never pitches another game? And are the Rangers now cooked? They've got a great record, but are they cooked without Jacob DeGrom? We'll talk about that as well. We also have Mallard of the Third Degree. It's coming your way right now. In hour number two,
what are you going to have in your starting rotation? How about snap, crackle, and pop? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere like workmates as we are hanging out, ready to pop on the radio, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and brashly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dream. We're living the dream. Make sure you dream something good. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we'll get back to the golf conversation later, but we got some good stuff going on right now. Well, if you like the drama in baseball, our lead comes from baseball, where quietly the Texas Rangers are off to the greatest start in franchise history. They won again last night. There has never been a better Ranger team at this point in the season than right now. Holy Pudge Rodriguez, Batman. Can't believe it. Odorizzi McDowell is stunned by this development. So the other shoe, though, has dropped in Arlington, and this is why we've got good talk radio. So a follow-up to a Maller monologue in a previous edition of the show. The curtain has come down on one of the stars of the offseason. A lot of hype, a lot of celebration when this guy got his contract. If you have not heard by now, it is a turn at the lights, the party's over situation for Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom is done for the Rangers. He is out. He's going to have Tommy John surgery to repair the ligament in his pitching elbow. So they will transfer a ligament from another part of his body or a cadaver and put that into his arm. And he's had that before. The operation will take place next week. And the timing means that DeGrom is out for the rest of this season and at least the first part of next season, but more likely than not, considering how brittle he is, he's out for next year as well for the Texas Rangers. So that is the story. Let us discuss. I saw DeGrom was all worked up. He was in tears, trying to hold back tears there when he addressed the media that cover the Rangers. So the question here, as we talk about this question, Did Jacob DeGrom do the Rangers dirty? Did he do them dirty, right? See, here's the way I'll look at this, right? Now, I've got Michael Jackson, board game, and nonsense. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a nice headache is what we're going to make. So, but to begin this, hey, Jacob DeGrom, I'm not going to put the onus on him. He played the system. In fact, if anything, the fault is on the Rangers in this little equation. As I was told by someone years ago, you can ask for whatever you want. It's the person that gives you the money that's the sucker, if they give you the money, right? You should ask for a lot. You should ask for a lot. Ask what you want. No one has to give it to you. Jacob DeGrom had a price point in his head. He was willing to go anywhere. He didn't want to play for the Mets anymore. Now, you could argue the Mets actually didn't want him because they saw this coming. But either way, the fault is on the side of Texas. They didn't read the room. It's a bad job by them. And Jacob DeGrom should rent out. You know what he should do? He should rent out one of those airport ballrooms. You know those shysters that go to your local airport and they come on down, have breakfast, and I'll tell you how you can be a gazillionaire. At the local Easy 8 Hotel right near the airport where they charge by the hour for the room. Come on down. Why not? What the heck? But DeGrom is qualified. This little shyster move by DeGrom, he's qualified to give a seminar and teach others in baseball his secrets. I mean, at least a webinar. I say he's qualified for a masterclass on how to get that dumb money. Everyone on Wall Street wants that dumb money. Internet people want that dumb money. And Jacob DeGrom got the dumb money. And he did it. How did he do it? He did it by doing a high wire act for several years. This has been going on for several years. And you hear more about it. The medical people say that this is something that was likely needed 2-3 years ago by DeGrom. He didn't have the operation. He tried to extend it out, wanted to keep pitching. What do we always say when they say, you know, avoid the operation? Eventually, you're going to have the operation. So a couple years ago with the Mets, DeGrom, his arm started having issues. His elbow started flaring up, and he continued to pitch. But he didn't pitch all that often. He missed a lot of time. We told you he hadn't pitched even 100 innings in a season in several years. So he limited everything that he was doing. It's kind of like that strike where you show up to work, but you don't actually do the work. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's that kind of thing. And so load management in baseball until he got another bag. And so by using skullduggery is the term we will use, he picked up a massive windfall, a bonanza from the Rangers. Now, the Rangers are owned by a consortium, but this guy, Ray Davis, is said to be the big money bag guy behind the Rangers, and he forked out $185 $1 million. Now, don't feel bad for Ray Davis, the guy that's the principal owner of the Rangers, because he's worth like $3 billion. So I think he'll be okay. He made his money in natural gas pipelines. So that seems like it continues to make a lot of money. There's no end in sight to that. But in return, here's what the Rangers got. They got six starts. Six starts. That's it. And now, if you look forward, Jacob deGrom will be 36 years old in the twilight of his career when he comes back in likely two seasons gone. So this year, next year. So I guess the start of, we're looking at 2025, you'll get deGrom. And the contract includes a Tommy John surgery clause. So the Rangers and deGrom knew this was a possibility. They put a clause in the contract. But here's the my favorite part, the chutzpah, as my grandfather would say, of baseball negotiations and baseball contracts. So Tommy John surgery clause, what does that mean? Does that mean the Rangers can recoup losses, get some of that $185 million back? No! It simply means that there's an extra year option for the team, which means that now the Rangers, if they want, can pay DeGrom anywhere from $20 to $37 million when he's 40 years old. So they have a new team option. What could possibly go? That's a bargain. What could possibly go wrong with that? The nonsense continues. Now, meanwhile, the Mets are doing a happy dance right now because they have had a good run. Now, team's not very good. They're mediocre, the Mets. But their medical staff has hit three home runs. They not only dodged the DeGrom Tommy John, they also had a draft pick named Kumar Rocker a couple years ago. They didn't sign him. He left because he was upset. The Mets were concerned about his arm. He now has a Tommy John surgery. And they didn't sign that cheater Carlos Correa, who went to the Twins, and his foot has been flaring up. So that's a three home run day for the New York Metropolitans. Now, page two here. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up or thumbs down on Jacob deGrom having a Hall of Fame resume based on his current body of work, assuming he never wins another game, assuming he never starts another game. At this moment, we're doing the show today. We're not doing the show 5 years from now. Jacob deGrom in the Hall of Fame or not? Thumbs up, thumbs down based on his current resume. So the answer on this, two thumbs down. We're going two thumbs down on this. DeGrom, not a Hall of Famer. In terms of making Cooperstown, now, I realize Mike Mussina is a Hall of Famer, for God's sakes, and he played in New York for the Yankees a lot, and DeGrom played in New York for the other team, the Mets, but why don't we fact-check the resume for Cooperstown for Jacob DeGrom? So if you look at the actual numbers here, the selling point is domination. Two Cy Young Awards, four-time All-Stars, won an ERA title, all that's on the resume. But when you go below the surface, right, when you go below the surface, there is no there in terms of the Hall of Fame. Much like his body has buckled DeGrom in recent years, his Hall of Fame resume does not hold water. It also does not pass the sniff test. It does not. 215 regular season starts, five more in the postseason. That's it. Now, the New York media concocted the legend of the DeGrominator for the Metropolitans. In hindsight, it's kind of like the lyrics of that old Michael Jackson song, right? It's like a comet, DeGrom, where I think it was Gone Too Soon, where Burn Brightly, right? Remember that? Burn Brightly, blazing across the evening sky, and his dominance was quickly gone. So by my Maller math, DeGrom had about 6 years where he was really good. And that's it. That's all there is. That's it. Now, that's good. That's better than I've had. I haven't had one good show. I've been here 20 years. I've never had one good show. But he had 6 years where he was really good, and the rest of the time, undependable. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, Sandy Koufax is in the Hall of Fame. Well, Koufax pitched 12 seasons, although those that know Koufax, the first part of his career sucked. He didn't become dominant until years later. But he started, I think he appeared in almost 400 games, Sandy Koufax. Now, is Jacob deGrom's case to get in because of Koufax, is that strong enough? No. You know who the comps are? I was trying to figure out who the comps to deGrom. Guys that were good for a short amount of time. Corey Kluber. You know Corey Kluber's won 2 Cy Young Awards? He's still pitching.
Never heard of him.
Well, he plays for the Red Sox now. They suck. That's why. But Corey Kluber's won 2 Cy Young Awards. Not a Hall of Famer. Tim Lincecum with the Giants, who actually had a longer career. I don't think of him as a Hall of Famer. He won 2 Cy Young Awards. It was a 4-time All-Star, just like Jacob DeGrom. And so, to me, those are the contemporaries. So, if you're going to put DeGrom in the Hall of Fame, you got to put Kluber and you got to put Lincecum in the Hall of Fame. All right, last word here. So, are the Rangers now cooked in terms of winning the World Series without DeGrom? The answer is N plus O. That is the answer. So, I'm going, no, they're not cooked in terms of winning the World Series. I'm going to be Benny Brightside on this. I like what I've seen by the Rangers so far. The pitching has been much better. Some of these guys that have bad resumes have pitched above their means. That does scare me somewhat because normally by the end of the season, if you've been mediocre your entire career, by the end of the year, you will be mediocre. And you'll suck for a month and a half or 2 months of the season, and that could derail, in theory, the Rangers. But no, I'm Benny Brightside here. I mean, it's you play the board game, figure it out. Without, and DeGrom's only been there 10% of the games. The Rangers have played 60 games, so they played 40% of the season, and DeGrom has only played in 6 games. They've won all 6. He didn't pitch well the first couple starts, if I remember correctly. But listen, there are going to be some snags. Yes, there will be snags. Will there be complications in the dog days after the All-Star break? Will the Rangers have to go out and make a trade for someone to improve some the back end of the bullpen, if you will, or the middle part of the bullpen? Yes, of course, but they can overcome it. Clearly, they're committed to try to win in holy Ed in Arlington, Batman, our caller from Arlington, because they're going for it. They have a top-notch offense, and the pitching, adversities create opportunities. And you look around, you got Dane Dunning, John Gray, Martin Perez. Oh, he got off to a good start. He's been less than impressive of late. Nathan Eovaldi's been the top pitcher. He's a Cy Young leader, if you will, in the American League right now for the Rangers. And so those guys will have the opportunity to write their name in the Book of Legends. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to join us, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. The hype train. The hype train is pulling into the station. Choo choo! Yeah, have you seen at the depot there, the train depot? No, it's true. The hype train is pulling in to the station. We will get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Crying Craig in Seattle writes in, he says, Mike Gassineau once said that pro athletes' contracts are, he says, you're worth what anyone is willing to pay. Well, that's all contracts. You're worth what anyone's dumb enough to pay you, obviously. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, although no longer an A's fan, is freaking out because apparently there was a movement here, according to a report. Let me click on this here. Hold on a second. Let me click on this here, saying that there is going to be a meeting that will take place at 10 a.m. today on Wednesday. So some developments with the A's stadium deal. A proclamation has been made, according to this report, for a special session for the A's stadium deal. And the starting time will be at 10 a.m. So I'll be sleeping through that, but apparently that is on if this report is accurate. So we'll see if that takes place, and it could be sayonara to the Oakland Athletics, and they will plan their hostile takeover of Las Vegas, Nevada. I might not be able to go to Vegas anymore. It's so expensive now. They all the freebies are gone. There's no freebies. They gouge you for parking. And it's like 20, 40 bucks to buy. You gotta bounce around from hotel to hotel. It's a joke. And it's only gonna get more expensive when the A's move there. They're only gonna raise the prices even more because there's no parking lot. They don't have a parking lot for the stadium where they're gonna build the A's ballpark. They're gonna have to park at the hotels, so they're gonna raise the price of parking there as well. So even more.
Sign up for a credit card.
Stinks. I had that credit card thing. I don't even think they have that anymore. I think they got rid of that.
No, I still have it.
I know you have it, but I think they got rid of the free parking.
No.
I think they did. That's what somebody told me. They got rid of the free parking. All right, we'll take some calls. It is a call-in show, and we'll say, let's go to the international line. Butch, Autobahn Butch is in Germany. He must have heard his name yesterday. Hello, Autobahn Butch.
Hey, Ben. Hi, guys. How's everybody going? Doing?
If I was any better, I'd be an A's fan, but not an Oakland A's fan, because this is not a good turn of events here. But you don't care about that. You're in Germany.
No, the A's are my home team, and they are terrible. Anyway, so I got a couple things I wanted to talk to you about real quick. I heard this guy yesterday give you a two-minute thing. It was supposed to be 30 seconds about Warren Sapp and some weed, so I thought I would throw a famous meeting story at you, but make it a lot shorter. Eddie's going to like this. You might like it, too. The year after the Colorado Avalanche in 95-96 won the Stanley Cup, they came down to Colorado Springs, where I was in the Army and Special Forces, and they did their spring training there. Well, believe it or not, Patrick Waugh didn't. He used his real name at the hotel. My friend who did like a trading card business, like, you know, sports cards, told me about it. I called the hotel and said, yeah, can you pass me to Mr. Waugh's room? They did. He actually answered. And then the next thing you know, we're in the hotel lobby and he's buying us drinks. Patrick Waugh. It was awesome.
You say, hey, I'd like a cocktail. Can you meet me in the hotel bar? Was that your move?
Yeah, how did the conversation start?
The conversation started with, hello, I'm surprised you answered your phone and I didn't expect this to happen.
No.
you actually answered your phone.
Was he bored? He must have been bored.
He must have been bored. Plus, he's got that French-Canadian accent. So, anyway, it was cool. He asked me what it was like to be a Green Beret, and I said, I don't want to talk about that. I'd like you to tell me what it's like to be a millionaire. And I gave him a coin. And then one more quick story is Wayne Gretzky. He was playing for the Rangers. My buddy was autograph-seeking out in the parking lot of the old Mac Arena there in Denver. I got Wayne Gretzky to sign a baseball, which was cool, and my friend drove Wayne Gretzky to Taco Bell for lunch in his car.
Well, what did Wayne Gretzky get at Taco Bell? What was his order?
I don't know. I didn't.
You don't
go.
Remember? Come on, that's the best. That's the most important part of the story. To get a chalupa. How long ago was it?
Crunch Wrap Supreme.
I know what he got. He got gas.
I wasn't in the car. This had to be like 1997, 98. I mean, it was when he was with the Rangers.
So
anyway. Right.
That's pretty bold. That's getting a stranger's car, though. That's gonna, weird.
Yeah.
You got more.
He was slagging off the last caller for 2 minutes. He's over 2 minutes.
I know.
Now.
You're well over. You're about to hit the three-minute mark here. You're a three-minute man here.
Wayne Gretzky walked out the parking lot and put his hand up and said, hey, does anybody want to drive me to lunch? My friend was the first guy to put his hand up. They jumped in his Mustang and went to Taco Bell.
All right.
That's it.
No. Call down. I got to go. Thank you, Butcher. I got some other people on, but thank you, Butcher. They're Butch in Germany. You know, as a kid, I used to collect autographs, and the Royals were playing in Anaheim, and I followed, me and much of my buddies, we followed George Brett, who was with his brother Ken Brett, who was an Angels broadcaster at the time. We followed them to a restaurant in Anaheim, and we waited it was like 2 a.m. And I've told this story before, but I haven't told it in a while. So we waited like 2 a.m. when the place closed, and George Brett and his brother stumble out of this place completely hammered. And George proceeds to yell at all of us kids, curses in the worst profanity you've ever heard. What are you kids doing here? You shouldn't be here. It's 2 a.m. And as he's cursing us, he signs everything. He signed every single autograph while cursing at us, like, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here, you know. I was hoping that guy Butch would tell a story about Ed Belfour. Remember Ed Belfour offered the cops
$1 million?
No, it was $1 billion.
Sorry.
He offered them $1 billion when he had a little situation. Oh, man.
Hard to believe they didn't take him up on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a solid bribe, $1 billion. I was a cop, I would take a $1 billion bribe, I got to tell you. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, Ben, you talked about the injury to Jacob DeGrom. Also, big injury news involving Aaron Judge going back on the injured list for a second time this season. He injured his toe trying to make a catch at Dodger Stadium. So he'll be out for a little while. And as you mentioned on yesterday's show, we talked about it, the Blue Jays have optioned pitcher Alek Manoa to the minor leagues as he is struggling.
They didn't send him to AAA. They sent him to the Florida Complex. Like the team complex in Florida.
Some rookie level, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to figure out his mechanics?
This guy was a finalist for the Cy Young Award last season.
I know.
This guy was on podcast talking crap about all these other guys in baseball, and now he's in Florida hanging out, having the early bird special, trying to figure out how to get his stuff back. Every generation, there's a guy like that. Remember the Cardinals? Who's that pitcher for the Cardinals? Rick Ankiel. Remember Rick Ankiel?
That'd become an outfielder later.
I was in Jupiter, Florida when the Cardinals for spring training, and the Cardinal people, I was convinced I was watching Bob Gibson 2.0 the way they were talking about that guy, and it didn't quite work out for him. There's another guy on the hype train that's also getting all the attention. We'll get to that here in a sec. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So have you ever heard the name Eli De La Cruz? Have you heard that name?
I have now.
Yeah, okay, he's all over the place. Said to be the big building on this guy's next superstar of Major League Baseball. He's the number 4 prospect in baseball. I had never heard of this guy. He's 21 years old, and he made his debut at Great American Ballpark against the Dodgers. The Reds won, not necessarily because of him, but they won, and he's a lean, mean. He's like a string bean. He's 6'5".
He can run, though, man.
Yeah, and they say his big selling point, this is something that didn't happen when I was young when they talked about young players, his big selling point is exit velocity. Does that get you excited, Eddie? You're a little horny to think about that exit velocity?
Well,
no?
I don't know about the horny part there. But
a little excited?
112 miles per hour.
He can hit the ball hard, apparently.
I'd rather have Luis Arraez, who can get hits, and he has like the worst exit velocity. Who cares about exit velocity?
Nerds.
Yes, apparently a lot of people. I'm in the minority now. He's been compared to your guy, O'Neill Cruz.
of the Pirates.
Big, tall, lean, can run.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool to see. So I saw the highlights of this kid, and him flying around the bases is kind of cool.
Yeah, and the good thing is if he's really good, in 7 years he'll be playing for the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox. So enjoy him for the next few years, and then he'll be going somewhere else. And they've said he's the greatest young Reds player since Eric Davis. I don't know about that. I mean, he's played one game. Don't you have to play more than that? I don't know. They've had some – Sean Casey, right? He was a Reds guy. He played pretty well for them for a long – they didn't win it.
Yeah, but he wasn't an athlete like this guy is.
Oh, okay.
Arise is hitting 400 now, right?
Yeah. But you got to be – my theory on the 400, I got a theory on this. You got to bat like 470 going into the All-Star break because you're going to have – you're going to have a slump in the second half. He's got no margin for error. He's hitting 401, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have any margin for error. You got to be way over 400. I see him hitting like 370 or something like that, which is good. It's really good. But you don't win an MVP and all that. Let's go to the phones and let's say hello to, let's see here, Sir Scratchoff is hanging out in Arkansas.
Oh, Ben!
Oh, no.
God dang it. Here he is right there.
Oh, no. I hope it ain't the Chris I think it is, man. He don't like me at all, Eddie.
No?
Is that the Fed on there?
I can't believe that.
Why would he hate you? What is to hate
I'm
about you?
I'm not sure why I hate you.
You're such a likable person.
Is that Chris for Fed?
It is.
What's up, Chris?
Hi.
We got some bad
He's like the
stuff
only person in
Chris,
the company
right?
that doesn't like you. It's weird.
Why don't I like you?
I came here a while back, and he had some foul language, and he blocked.
Chris, you told me I was going to hell.
You told me twice that
I was going to meet the devil in hell.
Is that right? Is that correct?
Yes, you did. In response to me swearing on my own personal Twitter account.
Did the devil tell you that? By the way, Sir Scratchoff, do you have a direct line to the devil?
Be honest to you, that's one time I can't remember. Be honest, and I'm sorry, Chris, if I did, because I don't talk like that. Unless I get blown up and two words come out of my mouth one night, I ain't done it in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you must have been blown up.
Yeah. So scratch Chris, off. Listen, in his defense, Chris, he was high
sorry,
on burritos.
Chris.
He was high on burritos. He eats a lot of burritos there in Arkansas.
I just stopped up for sunflower seeds, man. I thought I was going to miss you. But I'm sorry, Chris, man. You want to pick me back up? I'll be all good, brother.
Okay.
I thought it was
like a private conversation. You want to talk off the air? I'll put you on hold. You can talk off the air. How about that?
No. Listen to me now.
I feel like you want to talk off the air. I feel like you guys want to. You may set a lunch date. You can do a Zoom thing or something like that. How about that?
Eat some gas stop burritos. Chris,
eat some roadkill.
Chris knows his sports too. Hey, Ben, you ever heard of a guy by the name of Pete Prater that played for the Giants?
Who?
Pete Prater.
No.
Back in 2012, he was my boys' baseball coach in high school down in Jonesboro.
How did I not know your boys' baseball coach? Come on, that's a bad job by me.
Well, he just he's a bum, man. He don't know nothing about what he thinks. But anyway, he got Josh up there pitching, because Josh is a pitcher in high school, elementary. And he got up there pitching.
Oh, that's great. Now we're talking about your elementary. This is wonderful. You are on the pulse of good sports talk radio, Sir Scratchoff. You're wonderful. Can we talk about – how about bowling? Is there anything – any local bowling we can talk about?
Yeah, I'm a bowler, man. I can bowl. Y'all had that thing at the bowling alley. That had been fun. I brought my bowling balls. We had a good time. I got one I bought when the Rams won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
What about tennis? You had anything with the tennis? Any tennis reference you want to make here?
Nah, dude. I've been trying to play tennis for years. It's hard to jump over the net to go catch the ball again. You know what I'm saying?
You can walk around the net. You don't have to jump over the net. You can walk around it. There's that also.
Hey, now I like golf, man. I got my golf down about 87, 89, so I'm doing pretty good on golf.
All right. Thank you. I got to move on. Let's go to Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress. It gets even better. Hello, Andrea. There you go. Hello, Andrea. Welcome.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a scratch, but not Sir Scratchoff because, you know, he's good.
Who?
He's got issues. But anyway, you're a Mets A's fan.
Yes.
Lot going on right now. We learned of this late addition. The people in Vegas are going to meet about the A's at 10 in the morning today, Vegas time. And that seems like a doomsday prophecy for the Athletics leaving Oakland, going to Vegas. And former Met Jacob DeGrom falling apart. Where have we seen that movie before?
Yes. You know what's interesting, Ben? We talked about it last night. That was quite prophetic. Remember we talked briefly last night about Gemini Jacob?
Yes, but not perfect.
Right.
For Fed, he's over there. But yes, anyway,
right.
Yeah.
So that was really quite interesting. You know, here's the thing. Timing is everything. And the whole premise of sports astrology is not rewarding a player based on past performance. And obviously, he was really good with the Mets, which is not to say he didn't have his struggles. He was born June 19th, 1988. And here's the thing. You know, I always say Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. And he was Mars in Pisces. Did you see him cry? Oh, my goddess. That was, you know, really touching.
I don't know if that was legitimate crying,
really?
Though. I don't know.
Gosh, really,
I think he was crying because he's so rich. That's why he was crying. He can't believe how he suckered the Rangers to give him that contract.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is interesting because Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. Neptune is in Pisces. He has Mars in Pisces. Neptune to Mars is very low energy, very debilitating, very confusing. It's like you're on a maze and you're not going anywhere. And then he has Saturn squaring his Mars next year, Ben. So next year still looks challenging. So we're talking about this year, we're in early June, and through next year. And, you know, obviously he's got a long-term contract with the Rangers. So it's interesting. We're looking at the next 2 years being extremely challenging.
Well, I'm watching the video again at DeGrom.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at the eyes,
there's
some dead giveaways. I often talk about the FBI's handbook to lying. And you look at his eyes there, the way they're moving, that appears to be the eye movement, the eyes darting back and forth of someone not being completely truthful.
Oh, that's like, what do they call that, body language?
Yeah,
something?
The body, well, of course, yeah, the body language.
Oh,
is how to spot a lie like the FBI.
Well, it'll be, you know, that's not good karma if he does that. But, you know, crocodile tears, you know? I mean, it's sort
yes.
of, he's a five-year, $185 million contract. So,
good for him. I mean, congratulations. Good for you. You don't have to pitch for 2 years. All right, your phones, I don't know. All right, thank you. Your phones, I don't know what's going on with your phone there. But thank you. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Our friend Andrea Virgo in service on Twitter, friend of the show. We thank her for checking in with us, giving us her insight. Appreciate that. Eddie mentioned Aaron Judge and his injury. Did you see the Dodgers, as a result of Aaron Judge injuring his toe, have now reinforced the Dodger Stadium padding? Because one guy injured his toe, and so now they've decided they need to redo the padding out there on the bullpen gate at Dodger Stadium. We have Maller to the third degree. We'll get to that. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Only two players in the NFL had 100-plus tackles, 5-plus sacks, 2-plus interceptions, and 5 or more passes defended last season. One of them, believe it or not, was Bobby Wagner of the Rams. He's back in Seattle now. And the other was blank. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer, we'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just a call screener. He is the liar and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Moo.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the instant trivia. Here we go to football. Only two players in the NFL had 100-plus tackles, 5 or more sacks, 2 or more interceptions, and 5 or more passes defended last season. The Rams, surprisingly, Bobby Wagner, who's now with the Seahawks, and blank, the other player to do that. Fill in the blank, and let's see, does anyone know the answer? We go to the Twitter machine to see, unverified but saving $8 a month. Mark Mann, the Bronco fan, says Mean Joe Green is the answer. Who else do we have? Jeff in Oklahoma says Sir Scratch-A-Lot's kids football coach is the selection. Cowboy Killer going with Optimus Prime as his answer. Page down, page down. Jay Scoop says short round is the answer from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He says, DJ JD, born to DJ, going with Browns legend Fair Hooker. Dan Deerdorf from Callaghan Tim. Page down. Mr. Nice Guy's going with Tim Lincecum. Always has his game face on. Can't read that. Scott Fujita of the Chiefs. So that's the mascot that's on the run there, the bank robbery guy. Who else do we have? Carl Zander from Bengal fan Brian. That's a random name. Friend of the show, Fred Dreyer, guest by Miguel on Fire. Wally in Florida going with Dick Butkus as his answer. Shane from Portland says Micah Parsons is the way to go. Who else? The leader of the visitors, that's from Milkman Mike in Colorado. That's about right. Eddie, do you have an answer? It is not the lovely nerd Christina, guest by the Philly Rob tribute account.
Oh, wow. That's a blast from the past.
I know, right? She's getting married, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah, good for her. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, it's not her birthday.
No, wouldn't be birthday.
Happy birthday.
We don't have a wedding drop.
Yeah. Man. I'm going to go with former Tennessee Titan legend Samari Roll.
Oh, good name, Samari Roll. That is incorrect,
not
though.
Not this time.
There's also a good name from the Baltimore Ravens, Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen is the answer. Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Coop Da-Loop for the third degree.
Grizzly center Jaren Jackson Jr. appeared on a podcast this week where he said that he thinks Memphis's first-round exit from the playoffs was good for the team as it has made them hungrier. Now, Ben, yesterday you said you think that Ja Morant will be suspended for more than half the season. Will the Grizzlies be able to stay afloat in the playoff race without him?
Well, first of all, shouldn't they have been hungry when they had a chance to actually win in the playoffs? Wouldn't that have made more sense? Rather than being hungry in the offseason when you get fat and out of shape, I always get a kick out of this. Goes, well, we're going to be better now because we're hungrier now because we. No, do better in the moment. I don't care if you're hungrier in the offseason. I don't worry about that. But listen, the answer to the question is, the Grizzlies, the way they play, they can hold their own and hang around without Ja Morant. And they can be a playoff team because they actually try, unlike a lot of the teams in the NBA that don't try during the regular season. They treat it like a testing ground. And they get motivated late in the year. The Grizzlies will play hard all year, and they'll have a shot to make the playoffs again. Next!
Now, Terrell Davis told TMZ that if
Nikola. He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. If he's able to win the championship for the Nuggets, he will cement his place on the Mount Rushmore of Denver athletes.
Yeah.
Ben, is he already on there?
Well, as you know, I love Mount Rushmore talk, Coop. I live for that. It's June. That's what we do here in sports radio in the month of June. We do Mount Rushmore. But no, when I think of the all-time great Denver athletes, I think of John Elway, Terrell Davis. I think of like Nuggets guys, Dan Issel, Alex English. I think of the for the Rockies. I think of the Blake Street Bombers. So sure, put them up there. Why not? Next.
Robert Griffin III had a pretty ridiculous suggestion this week when he said that Damar Hamlin should be the cover athlete on this year's Madden video game. Now, Ben, if you had to take a guess on who it actually will be, who are you taking?
Well, you always go with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers as a Jet, somebody like that, but not Damar Hamlin. That's a jinx anyway. How did we do, Coop?
You passed us
today. That is a win with time to spare. With time to spare, I won the game.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.